Back in 2021, the world was shocked when Megan Thee Stallion went online claiming that Tory Lanez was responsible for her getting shot in her feet. Meg claimed that she was no longer going to protect Tory and stated that he had shot her because she called them a whack rapper. She then pressed criminal charges against Tory, a decision that has impacted Tory's life and career for years to come. Tory ended up in prison serving a 10-year sentence, while Meg became a two-time Grammy-winning artist. Even though Tory was found guilty, he stood firm that he was innocent and was being set up by a powerful force in the music industry, something that many people to this day believe was the truth. Now, I have discovered some information that just might prove Tory was telling the truth the whole time. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about the evidence that might suggest Tory Lanez was set up. Let's get right into it. If there's any real takeaways from this Tory Lanez situation, is that record labels are shady and will do anything to keep things under their control. While many people believe Tory is in prison today due to what he did to Meg, I believe that it's much deeper than that. I will say this though, we would never truly know if Tory is responsible or not for what happened to Meg. What we do know is that the court system believes Tory Lanez was behind the incident. That's the reason he is in prison, and to most people, that's all that matters. But to me, who stands for uncovering the truth, that's not enough. Since day one, the situation just seemed rather fishy and suspicious. Now, I will say that I don't know if Tory is the type of person who would do that to a woman. I honestly don't know anything about Tory Lanez. For all we know, he could be a terrible human being who might be capable of doing such a thing. So like I said, who knows if Tory is capable of doing such a crime? What I do know is that the record labels are very shady and they don't like to be outsmarted. That's the real reason I believe Tory is in prison today. Let me explain what I mean before I break down the evidence that might suggest he was set up. See, all this trouble started happening to Tory Lanez back in 2020. Right before Tory Lanez was accused by Megan, things were going really well for him. While other artists were struggling during the pandemic, Tory managed to become more relevant than ever with his live stream shows that he was hosting. More importantly, he had just finished the requirements of his record deal and was now becoming officially an independent artist. For Tory, this was a big thing, as he was still very much relevant and was now able to fully profit from his music without having to pay the labels a massive cut. This meant that Tory Lanez was going to be making a lot of money. Now the problem was, the record labels didn't want Tory to go independent. They knew this could disrupt the whole music industry. If other artists see Tory Lanez leave his label and only become richer and more successful, it can start a movement of artists leaving their labels at the height of their career to go independent. So when Tory was officially independent, so many labels started offering Tory a big record deal in hopes of keeping him as a signed artist. The thing is, Tory wasn't stupid. He turned down every single record deal, as he understood how the music industry truly works. If you don't know how the music industry truly works, you can watch my old video on the truth about record labels. I break it all down there perfectly. Tory Lanez knew that record labels are basically just a bank that lend out money to artists at an insanely high interest rate. He knew that by cutting the labels out at that moment in his career, he would make more money than he ever had before. Tory actually spoke about how record deals were just a scam while talking on an academic's live stream. During the live stream, he started warning other artists to copy what he did and stay independent.
Looking at 50-50 now. They'll be like, oh yeah, we got a 50-50 split. We're partnership. We're partners. We're not, you know what I mean? Like it's not a regular record deal. We're partners. We're in a partnership.
That sounds good. But the royalty split still doesn't allow the partners to eat off of the royalty. Like, remember, the royalty will always be low. That's what the royalty deal is for. The royalty deal is to keep the artist in debt. It's to keep the artist... Remember,
Kanube, whatever,
think about how much generational wealth black people should have for their children off of all the music that we made. If all that money was going to an artist because, you know, they had all their paperwork right, their family would be rich. Jodeci, all those, I'm sure Jodeci has a cousin right now that's not rich. His family should be rich, loaded. Not just Jodeci. His whole family should be loaded because of how many times that record has been played. But back in the times, there wasn't Spotify. There wasn't any of these things. Spotify has now, DSPs have now created a lane where you can put music out, and for the amount of time that it's listened to, money comes back to you. But because the game knows this, the game realized, oh fuck, if artists know this, what the fuck? If artists ever delete the royalty deal, we're in the way that we really make money. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Unless you're really doing like a real deal with integrity, and you know you guys find a way for it to work. So you got to think about it, bro. If you come through and you're hot and you're just who's booming, you're not leaving with no money. You're leaving in debt. You're leaving more in debt. You're leaving more in debt, dog. And all they're doing is just draining you until the 3 years that you're hot.
As you heard for yourself, Tory was exposing the truth about how predatory record deals are. The labels obviously didn't like this, and that's when Tory became a target. This led up to the incident that happened on July 12, 2020, between Tory and Megan. Initially, Meg had told the police that she had injured her foot by stepping on glass and didn't blame Tory at all. But after some time passed, Meg's story started to change. All of a sudden, Meg claimed that Tory shot her because she dissed his music career and called him short, claiming that Tory got offended and told her to dance before unloading at her feet. She claims that Tory then tried to pressure her into covering up the entire situation. This led many people to question Megan on why the sudden change of heart. One moment she claimed it was glass, and the next, it was Tory that did it to her. Why did Meg change her mind about telling the truth? Did someone get in her ear and convince her to flip on Tory? Now, in my opinion, I believe this only happened to him because of the beef he unknowingly started with the record labels when he refused to sign to them. Many record labels were trying to get Tory to sign, and allegedly, one of those labels was Roc Nation Management, the same label that Megan Thee Stallion was being managed by. According to Tory, Roc Nation had it in for him since he wanted to remain independent. He claims that after the incident happened with Meg, Roc Nation contacted Tory and threatened him.
Call from Roc Nation that says, yo, we heard you're going to make a statement about what happened, and it'd be in your best interest if you don't make that statement. So I'm like, oh, okay. I don't understand what the issue of me telling my fans, like, yo, look, it's not that serious of a deal. I went to jail for whatever this is. Like, I didn't get for that 2 days why that was an issue. 2 days later, a TMZ report come out. All of a sudden, the affiliates of her circle start pointing like little subliminal fingers, like count your days and like...
As you heard for yourself, according to Tory, Roc Nation allegedly called them threatening him to remain silent or else. After he received that call, Meg suddenly changed her tune and began to blame Tory for the incident. While according to Meg, she claims Tory did it, a whole other theory started to circulate online that sounded more believable to many. See, the rumor was that Meg wasn't actually shot by Tory, but instead by her own best friend Kelsey, who was in the car that day with Tory and Meg. The reason people are saying Kelsey shot Meg was because they were allegedly fighting in the car over an argument they were all having. The argument was about Meg sleeping with Tory, knowing that Tory was in a relationship with Kelsey. Apparently, Tory was in some sort of relationship with Kelsey, and Meg went behind Kelsey's back and hooked up with him. This allegedly all came out during the car ride, which led to Kelsey, Meg, and Tory start to argue. Eventually, the argument got heated, and Kelsey allegedly grabbed the weapon and unloaded it at Meg while Tory tried to stop her, which resulted in Meg getting grazed in the foot. This lines up with the testimony of one of the witnesses who was nearby and saw it all. A witness that during the trial ended up changing his testimony last minute, claiming that it was Tory who did it after he previously claimed it was a woman. Add this with the fact that Meg admitted to lying not once but twice about this incident. First, Meg claims she stepped on glass, then Meg lied about being intimate with Tory. Recently, Meg came out and admitted she was lying about sleeping with Tory and that she actually had hooked up with him a few times. She stated this in a recent documentary she did for Amazon Prime, which only makes the rumors that Kelsey shot Meg look more plausible. Now you tell me, which one sounds more believable? Tory shot Meg because she was making fun of him, or Kelsey did it in a fit of vengeful rage after finding out Meg was sleeping with her man behind her back? Many people to this day believe it was Kelsey who did that to Meg, and that Tory is in prison for a crime he didn't commit. Whether that's true or not, I wouldn't know. What I will say is that it definitely does appear like he was set up, and I'll explain exactly why. Like I already stated earlier, this all happened to Tory right after he decided to go independent. Now, it's important to note that Meg was signed to Roc Nation this entire time, one of the labels that allegedly had offered Tory Lanez a deal. Roc Nation has been all over this case since the beginning. Number one, It was reported that Desiree Perez, the CEO of Roc Nation, was present with Meg Thee Stallion when she gave her statement to the police. It is also alleged that Desiree Perez coached Meg on what to say to the police about Tory. Meg was also represented by the lawyer Alex Spiro, who just so happens to be Jay-Z and Roc Nation's in-house lawyer. This is the same lawyer Jay-Z just used to silence Jaguar Wright. Also, it's the same lawyer they just used to sue a blogger named Milagros for critiquing Megan Thee Stallion. All of this points to Roc Nation's involvement in this case. But wait, there's more. It appears that Roc Nation managed to infiltrate Tory Lanez's legal team as well. See, originally, Tory was being defended by a lawyer named Sean Holly. Sean is a very powerful lawyer who had a role in the infamous Simpsons case helping free OJ. Tory hired Sean in hopes of her successfully defending him, but that wasn't exactly what happened. 5 days before Tory was found guilty, Sean requested she be removed as Tory's lawyer, abandoning him in the middle of the trial. With little to no explanation, she quits on him, and Tory was forced to get a new lawyer. This was rather strange, especially for a lawyer of her caliber. Well, according to Tory Lanez, the reason Sean abandoned him during the trial was because she was secretly working for Roc Nation. Tory claims that Sean was working for Roc Nation due to two reasons. She kept trying to force Tory to take a plea deal that would basically force him to take responsibility for the incident. The moment Tory refused to take that plea deal, she decided to abandon the case just like that. On top of this, Tory pointed out a strange incident that took place after she left Tory. See, right after she left Tory, Sean released a new TV show that she had executive produced. The TV show was called Reasonable Doubt, which coincidentally just so happens to be the name of one of Jay-Z's top-selling albums. Now, while this might just have been a coincidence, things start to get a bit strange when you go through the titles of each episode. Episode 1 is called Can't Knock the Hustle, which just so happens to be the title of one of Jay-Z's songs on his album Reasonable Doubt. Episode 2 is called Family Feud, which just so happens to be a song on Jay-Z's album 444. The third episode is called 99 Problems, which is a song on Jay-Z's The Black Album. The fourth episode is called Guilty Until Proven Innocent, which you guessed it, is the name of another one of Jay-Z's songs on his Dynasty album. The fifth episode is called So Ambitious, just like Jay-Z's song on the Blueprint 3. The sixth episode is Renegade, which is a Jay-Z song on the Blueprint album as well. The seventh episode is called N-Word What, N-Word Who, which is another Jay-Z song on his Volume 2 Hard Knock Life album. The eighth episode is Song Cry, which is a song on Jay-Z's Blueprint album. The final episode of Season 1 is called Already Home, just like Jay-Z's song on his Blueprint 3 album. As you can see, each and every episode and even the name of the show come directly from Jay-Z. Jay-Z, who just so happens to be the owner of Roc Nation. This is already suspicious enough, but it's even more suspicious that one of the first songs they play on the show just so happens to be a Megan Thee Stallion song. It is a song that the show would have had to get approval from Roc Nation to be able to include it in the show. So if we look at this wisely, Tory Lanez's lawyer abandons him during the middle of the trial after he refuses to take a plea deal. She then ends up making a show named after the prosecutor's star witness's boss, Jay-Z. The show just so happens to name every single episode after songs that were made by Jay-Z. She also has the star witness and the victim in this case's music all over her TV show, which she would have had to get approval from Roc Nation to be able to do. It couldn't be more obvious that this is a setup. From seeing this, in my opinion, I believe that Sean was most likely sent to Tory to convince him to take a plea deal. In return, Jay-Z allegedly secretly gives her a show. To me, all of this proves that Tory Lanez was clearly set up. He decided to turn down being a puppet for the music industry and wanted to go independent, which cost him everything. The moment the label saw what he was trying to do, they were waiting for an opportunity to destroy him. When the Meg situation happened, they saw it as the perfect opportunity to do so. In my opinion, that's the reason Tory is in prison. Now, I'm not saying that Tory is innocent, as I don't know what actually happened that night. What I'm pretty sure of is that if Tory had signed to Roc Nation when they offered him that deal, none of this would have happened. The music industry only wants puppets to be famous, not independent artists. And the moment he went independent, he became their target. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.